behalf of the Binnick alumni, we thank you and your congregation, Beth Tower, for inviting us into your home and making available to us the synagogue floor, our group of shiur. And our first shiur is going to be given to us by Rabbi Abba Braunspiegel, Rosh Yeshiva at YU.
Okay.
Rabbi Braunspiegel, please.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, it says place in the Foyeter Chassan, you have to thank Rabbi Lieberman. Rabbi Lieberman just mentioned to me just outside what.
On behalf of the Binnick alumni, we thank you and your congregation, Beth Tower, for inviting us into your home and making available to us the synagogue floor, our group of shiur. And our first shiur is going to be given to us by Rabbi Abba Braunspiegel, Rosh Yeshiva at YU.
Okay.
Rabbi Braunspiegel, please.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, it says place in the Foyeter Chassan, you have to thank Rabbi Lieberman. Rabbi Lieberman just mentioned to me just outside what goes on in the shul. So he mentioned that there's a fleischige kitchen and there's a milchige kitchen, and one doesn't touch the other. So I was reminded, Agafurcha, that Faludos, he once wanted to show of his rov that he's very frum. So he made two kitchens in his house, fleischige and the milchige. And he thought that the rov would be very proud of him. So the rov was like a proud he is. Then the rov tells him, well, you know what, this is not good. Because there's a whole Yeradeya, Basa Bechala, Taruvis. The way you made it, you don't need a Yeradeya anymore. So what you did is not such a good thing. You have to dafka do it in the oifen where there are problems, and then you ask the Rav a Shaila and he has to pask him. Okay, anyway, the Gemara in Yud Aleph Amit Beis in Broches is the Sugi of Birkas HaTorah. So the Gemara there quotes Rav Yud Amar Yud Mashmuel Hishkin. So he has to make a Birkas HaTorah. Mishikora Kriya Shema in Tzorich because Shekvar Niftar Bi Ava Rabba. At the Gemara's Chiddush is Ava Rabba takes the place of Birkas HaTorah. And then there's a Machlokes in the Gemara on exactly when do we make Birkas HaTorah. So Rav Huna says Dafka LeMikra Tzorlev, only for Torah Shebichsav, or LeMedrash, also when you Medrash. And in the Medrash, the first Madama says the Medrash, you don't require making a bracha. The Rabbi Laza Amar LeMikra uLeMedrash, he includes Medrash. But LeMishnah ain't Tzor LeVorech. The Rabbi Yechanan Af LeMishnah. And Rava says Af LeTalmud. Which means, you notice there's Machlokes down the line. One says Torah Shebichsav, one says, but not Medrash. Then Medrash, but not this. Until finally Rava says, even the Talmud. So really, it's very difficult to understand what's the machlokes here. They're all Torah, so what's the chilek, whether you learn a Pasuk Chumash, or you learn a Mishnah, or you learn a Medrash, and so on. Now Rabbi Yoin already says that the Mandama that says Dafke Medrash holds because the Medrash has many Psukim. So really, it's like you're making a bracha on the Psukim. But this does not explain the rest of the Gemara. So why is there a chilek between why not Gemara and so on? So I'll tell you over a pshat. The basic pshat is not my own. The Emek Brocha says it. I'll tell you over a very famous Rab Chaim and Birkas HaTorah. The Brisker Rav quotes it in the Sefer. It's widely known. Now all the Forshim ask the kasha, why women make a Birkas HaTorah? After all, they are potter from Talmud Torah. And all the Mephoshim around the Shulchan Aruch discuss this, and there are various terutzim given, which I'm not going to discuss now. Anyway, Rab Chaim gave the following terutz: that Birkas HaTorah is not on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's on the chefts of the Torah itself. Torah itself requires a bracha. The Gemara learns out in Chof Aleph from Kishem Hashem Ekro Havagodel Elokeinu. That's the mocker of Birkas HaTorah. Kishem Hashem Ekra, meaning when you are about to read the words of Hashem, is Hava Godel Elokeinu, means you give a bracha to Hashem. That's the mocker of Birkas HaTorah. So Rab Chaim said that the Pasuk simply teaches us that Torah, not because it's a mitzvah, that the chefts of the Torah itself requires, and you cannot approach Torah without making a bracha. That group is included in the Gezeiras HaKosov. So the Meila, he said, women don't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. but they are included in Torah. I mean, the idea of the Heft of the Torah applies to Klal Yisrael. Women are the same as everyone else. And the Bracha is not on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. This is what that's basically what Rab Chaim said to answer that kasha. So b'meila, the Emek Bracha points out very well that maybe that kufa is the whole discussion in this Gemara. If the Birkas HaTorah were on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, then there's no chilek. This whole sugi wouldn't make sense. But if the din of Birkas HaTorah is on the Heft of the Torah, so the first mandama held, the Heft of the Torah is the Sefer Torah itself. That is the Heft of the Torah. Torah Sheval Peh, there's no Heftzer, right? So the Mela, it's not Shayach to make a Brochem. And that, the whole sugi revolves around what constitutes the Heftz Shalteira. So I only wanted to add, it's a very beautiful, what the Emek Bracha adds to Rab Chaim is a very beautiful pshat in this Gemara, but I wanted to say that possibly that Gufa is the Machlokes Rava against the others. When Rava adds Av Talmud, that's exactly where Rava may disagree. Rava may say, no, I hold that the Birkas HaTorah is on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and therefore there is no chilek between Torah Shebichsaf and Torah Shebal Peh. According to this, it would be, if that's the pshat, it would be against Rab Chaim. Not just in the sugya goes like Rab Chaim, but in the maskana, when Rava says after Talmud, so obviously what does he mean? Talmud is Torah Sheval Peh, you don't need any sefer for it, you don't need anything for it, and yet you make the bracha. So if I can, so you may say that kufa was the machlekes Rava against the others. Anyway, but at any rate, we have the pshat in this sugya. Now, Tosef is here on the spot, quotes the Yerushalmi. When the Yerushalmi says that when you are Yotze with Ahava Rabba, is Vehu Sheshona Al Asar, Pirush La'alta, Shalomat Meyad B'Oysa Mokom. Ahava Rabba is only good if right afterwards you learn something. It doesn't have to be much, but you have to learn something. But but if you do not learn right afterwards, then not. And then the Balei Tosef has a whole discussion over here. Why is it that how do we do it? Why is it Tosef says that we daven in the morning, we after davening, now we eat breakfast and we go to our work, and we don't learn right afterwards? And yet we make the Birkas HaTorah. The Yerushalmi specifically says that you have to learn right afterwards, and we don't, people are busy in their daily lives. So one pshat in Tosefus is maybe we don't pass like the Yerushalmi. Finally, Tosefus answers that there's a chilek between the Brocha, between Ahava Rabba taking the place of Birkas HaTorah and the Birkas HaTorah itself. Ahava Rabba, Tosef says, is primarily not done for Birkas HaTorah. It's really a part of Tefillah. The only thing is, it contains all the elements that Birkas HaTorah has. So the Mela, since you did not do it specifically L'shem Birkas HaTorah, so unless you learn right afterwards, so you're not showing that this is going on Talmud Torah. But the Birkas HaTorah itself, if that is primarily for Torah itself, then the Yerushalmi does not require Lilmot Al-Asar. And you can go on to your business and so on. So, but by Ahava Rabba, to show that there's a Shaykhah between the Ahava Rabba and the learning, you have to learn right afterwards. That's basically what Tosef says. And I just want to first go over what the plain shot of Tosef is, then I'll explain. Tosef then goes on to ask another question. Sof kol sof, Tosef has a problem with the Hefsik. Kriya Shema, Tosef has a Lashon, Ela Emil Miat, Vegam Lo Yansa Hesach Adas, Aval Birkas Asher Bocha Banu, Ula Ansoik Bedivrei Teure, Shehein Iko Ola Birkas Teure, Poiteres Kol Ayom. Tosef explains that even though we make the Bracha in the morning, we may not learn during the day, and then we go back to it, somehow it's not considered a hefsek. Tosef said, Akasha, by all brachas, if you make a bracha, if I eat a piece of cake now, and I'm mafsik, and I half an hour later I will eat another piece of cake, I have to make a new bracha, it's hefsek hadas. So why by Torah do we just make one bracha in the morning, and that suffices for the whole day? So the Balei Tosef point out there's a chilek between Birkas HaTorah and other Birkas HaMitzvahs. Tosafos basically says a person is not Mesiach Das and Torah. V'yishlan Neshani Torah she'ena miyash daitoy dechol shah odem mechuyiv lilmoy tichsip v'hagisu b'yomim v'layla v'yahavi k'mo yoshev kol hayom b'loy hefsik. So Tosafos simply says that, but there's no such thing as hefsik from Talmud Torah. Since the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is v'hagisu b'yomim v'layla continuously, so therefore the bracha that you make in the morning continues for the whole day.
He has it even in the Sefer, in the Shiur,
I'll even mention something from the what the Rav said on it. But let me first finish just the Tosafos itself. Now, the Emes says Tosafos is difficult. What does Tosafos mean? That there's no hefsik. The Maisa, if someone after davening goes to his job and does not learn the whole day, so good, he was mechuyev to learn, but he didn't. So Tosafos tells you he's not miyayish himself, which means he's not mesiach das. But lemaisa, if you ask the average person who never learned this Tosafos, most likely he's mesiach das, isn't that right? So what you have to say for so there, you can say it al pi halach and you can say it al pi drush, whatever you. But either they both come to the same. See, what Tosafos is saying a very important din over here. Since Al Pidin, there's a mitzvah for Hagisa b'yom v'layla. So when you make the bracha is chal on that mitzvah. So you are really obligated in this. So therefore, that is mechayev every year to learn as much as he can. And therefore, the bracha is chal for his whole chiyuv that continues for the rest of the day. If you want, you may say more or less what I'm saying now is included in the famous Ta, the Taz in Simen Mem Zayin, who's. He explains the Nusach HaBroch of La'asoik B'divrei Seirah. Why the term La'asoik? I'm sure you all know this Taz. The Taz basically brings out the point that La'asoik has two meanings. Number one, La'asoik means to be involved, where you learn deeply with understanding. Not stammer you read, but you understand. But then what is implied in the Taz is and that actually in this many Gedolim go with this approach to explain this Tosafos like this, that really a person, even if he doesn't learn, he's always Oisek B'Torah. It means if you go to your business and you conduct yourself according to the Torah, you are honest, you have integrity, you observe the Torah as a job. You keep the halachas of an umen. There are many halachas of a poel. A poel must keep. I cannot even daven in the middle. There's a whole sugya davening krishma ganze meisim. So it means we are never really la'asek b'divrei Torah. Means not only the learning itself. When a person in his daily life conducts himself according to the Torah. That itself is the biggest key material. So when you make the bracha, it goes like you're saying the Ahava Rabbi, it's a little moit, a little moit, lishmor, a little it means not only the learning, but the keeping of it. That's part of learning. Like Chazal says, someone who just learns without keeping the Torah, so he's turning the world upside down, right? That's what Chazal says. So Mela, it means the learning and the doing go together by us. We don't, Chas V'Shalom, have two different sections. And when I learn, I'm a frum a yid, and then I close the Gemara and goodbye and good luck. We have to learn because we have the Gemara open, and after we close the Gemara, we have to abide by what we have learned. So, Mela, that's what Tosafos may mean. That since the bracha, Tosafos mentions the bracha of Lansak B'divrei Seirah, so a person is never really Mesiach Das from Torah, and therefore the bracha goes on this as well. Now I should point out the following. I should point out that really in the Rambam, it's the Rav. I'll tell you over first. The Rav has it in the Sefer, but even before I even come to what the Rav says, the Rambam quotes this sugya. Where does he have the halacha of Birkas HaTorah? Gimel, it's in his Tefillah, right? Perek Zayin of Tefillah halacha Yud. Let me read you the Rambam, a very pashat the Rambam. The Rambam quotes kemat verbatim this whole sugya. Hamashkim likra b'teire koydem sheikra kriyashma bein kore b'teire shebichsav bein kore b'teire shebalpeh Neutel Yodov Trilo Umvorer Sholesh Brochois Veyacher Kachkoire. So it means the Rambam mentions you wash your hands, then you make the three the brachas of Birkas HaTorah, and then you learn. The Elohein, he gives you the Nusach, the Harebn, and so on. And the Tzitzreine, Baruch Ata Hashem, Asher Bocha, Bonim, Mekol Amim, Nusach Terosah, Nusach HaTorah. And then the Rambam goes on to say, in Halacha Yud Aleph, B'chol Yom, Chayiv, Odom, Lavorer, Sholosh, Brachos Eilu. Every day you have to make all these three brachas. The Acher Kach Koyra Mi'ad, then you read, you learn a little bit. The Acher Kach Koyra Mi'ad is Mustama based on this Yerushalmi. That after you make the bracha, you have to learn, Al-Tosfos at the end quotes, why our minhag is, that right after Birkas there we say some sukkim, we say Birkas Kehanim, we say a Mishnah, and then we add the Braisa. So the Baal HaTosfos mentioned that maybe that the Yerushalmi does not go only on Ahava Rabba, not like he originally said, it goes on everything. And the Rambam also has this minhag. So the Rambam says, when you make even the Birkas HaTorah, you have to learn Mi'at. What we do is this Mi'at. We do a little bit, we give a sample of Torah Shebasav and of Torah Shebal Peh. This is the Rambam. So first, before I even come to the Rav's vote, it's very strange why the Rambam chose to put the din of Birkas HaTorah in Hilchos Tefillah. It belongs in Hilchos Brachos, with all the other brachos, or maybe in Hilchos Talmud Torah. But certainly we would not include it in the Seder HaRambam in Hilchos Tefillah, as you all know, that the Rambam was very careful in his Seder. The Rambam puts down a din in a certain place, it has meaning. I mean, those of you who learned with the Rav know this very well, that he was very medayi. I mean, it's not only the Rav, everyone. The Magid Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah do the same thing. They very often point out from the Seder HaRambam, you see, tremendous chidushim. So anyway, it's a question, why did the Rambam include the Birkas HaTorah in the Tefillah, in Hilchos Tefillah? From the Rambam is, so even if you don't know, even if we wouldn't know anything, from the Rambam is mashma the following. See, notice how the Rambam begins, and it's really the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara begins, Amar Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Hishkim Lishnois Ach Shaloi Kora Kriyashma. I mean, the Gemara and the Rambam describe a person getting up in the morning, and he's about to lay in Krishma, so he has to make a bracha, and if he forgot and already lay in the Krishma, which means he's davening, right? So notice, both the Gemara and the Rambam describe a person's Seder Hayom. It means, and the way we do it is also like this. We say Birkas HaTorah really as part of the Siddur. It's part of the Tefillah. We begin with, the Siddur begins with Matayvo, Yigdal Adon Olam, and then you say the Bracha. So the Gemara seems to describe as if Birkas HaTorah belongs with the Seder HaTefillah. That's where the Rambam took it from. But this does not explain why it is so. From the Rambam it's even more clear than from the Gemara. But really it's mucha from the Gemara like this. That somehow Birkas HaTorah belongs in the Seder HaTefillah. So why is that so? So with what the Rav said, it's the first piece in the second volume of Nizyot Zayt Shiurim. See, I don't remember if the Rav even touches upon it, but automatically with what he says, it answers this kasha as well. Now the Rav asked another question on this Rambam. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam tells you the three brachas. And the Rambam says that you have to make these three brachas before learning. In Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam again says, B'chol yom chayiv odom levorer sholesh brachas elu, le'acher kach koira mi'at medivrei Torah. So the Rav asks, why does the Rambam repeat himself? He already told you this in Halacha Yud, that before learning, you must make all these three brachas. Why does he again say b'chol yom chayiv odom levorer sholosh brachos elu ve'acher kach koira mi'ad medivrei Torah? So the Rav's answers that the Rambam here is explaining the two aspects of the two aspects to it. One is the din is you're not allowed to learn without a bracha, just like you're not allowed to eat without a bracha. And the Gemara in Brachos in Lamedei explains, because it's like we are moel, we are guzzling from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam's world. So when you make the bracha, the Gemara says it outright. Then you have reshus, right? We all know this Chazal. And furthermore, the Rambam has this in Hilchos. Also, Meila, the Mela by Torah, it's also, the Rav pointed out, it's, I'll soon show you the Rambam really says it, that by Torah it's the same way. Really it says, what does it say? Ashkish number, that's the same. Ki Meseiras Hashem Chefzei. Really it's Teiras Hashem. But what does the Gemara say now by the Zavr? The Gemara asks, the Pasuk begins Teiras Hashem. And then it ends up, Ubeseirasa Yehegeim. So the Gemara answers, one is Koidem Limut, and one is L'achra Limut. Before learning, the Torah belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you learn it, you acquire the Torah. The Torah is yours. But it begins with Teiras Hashem. So also, if it's Teiras Hashem, so really it's Teiras Hashem, you have no right to learn to the Torah without making a bracha, just like on Gashmias. It's only after you make the bracha, then you have a right to learn. Otherwise, you are a gazlan. This principle, the Rav points out, it's a chiddush that really the Rambam himself says. The Rambam says, just a second, in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel of Brachas, Ukeshem, where in Halacha Aleph Halacha Beis, he points out this din that by Birkas Anahenin, if you Anahenin Bloy Bracha is Moal, that Gemara, Ukeshem Shemavochem Al Hahanoya, Kach Bevochem Al Kol Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Ve'acher Kach Yasa Oisoy. וברוך איז רבו איז תיקטן חכמים דרך שבח והידויו ודרך בקושר כדי לסקר עושה בו ירתומת. So the Rambam says often that this principle that you are a gazlan without a brocha applies not only to Birkas Anahenin but to Birkas HaMitzvahs as well. So before doing a mitzvah you have to make a brocha and otherwise you are a moel, you are guzzling from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So obviously it applies to Talmud Torah as well. So therefore the Rambam first begins by telling you, before learning you must make a bracha, otherwise, like by all brachas, before doing it you must make a bracha, otherwise you are a guzzling. But then the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph is saying something else. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam is discussing a person that makes the bracha, sits down to learn and learns. There the Rambam does not mention that he learns me'at. The Rambam says he learns Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. In Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, Ve'acher kach koira me'at midivrei Torah. A little bit. So the Rav claims that the Rambam here is discussing something else. Besides the issur not to learn without a bracha, there's another din. The din is, even if you don't intend to learn, you have no time, you have to go to your business, you have to go to your job, afal pikein, the Rambam begins, b'chol yom chayiv adam levarech sholesh brachos, elu. It means that the chachamim were mesakein, that a person, regardless whether he is going to learn or not going to learn, part of his seder hayom is to make a birkas ha-teira. And therefore the Rambam adds, he doesn't have time, v'acher kach koira mi'at midivrei Torah. Here the Rambam is not discussing the issue of learning without a bracha. That is not halacha yud. Here the Rambam is saying that from the Gemara's Muchach that the Chachamim made this part of his Seder Hayom. And his Seder Hayom begins, he rises, he goes to shul, he goes to daven. So part of the Seder Hayom is to make a bracha. So even though he may not be able to learn for the rest of the day, but still, you cannot make a bracha without learning. So the Rambam adds, v'acher kach koira mi'at midivrei Torah. Like the average balabas, he doesn't have time, so right after davening, let him learn the Mishnah, let him be ma'avid the sedra, whatever he does, a pasuk, a halacha, and that is sufficient. Those are the two aspects of the Rambam. Now, the Rav, the main point of the Rav, really, in the first Maimer there, but Birkas HaTorah, is he really points out, that's not really my point today, he really points out the connection between Talmud Torah and Tefillah. He bases this, I think I have it here, on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, by the Mitzvah of Tefillah, as you all know, the Rambam Shita is, the Tefillah is a Doraisa. Just a second, let me find it. In Mitzvah Hey, the Rambam says, "Ve'avadtem la'avdoi, u'kfar nichpolo ve'avadtem Hashem elokeichem, ta'avoidu." So the Rambam says as follows: "Hine yesh bo yichud acher shehu tzivu le'tfila, v'lashon asefchiu la'avdoi zu tfila, v'yomru gam kein la'avdo zu Talmud." The Rambam quotes asefchi. Ula'avdai means Tfilah, Ula'avdai means Talmud. ובמשנסו של רבי לזה בנוי של רבי יסי הגלילי אמרו מניין לי כתפילה מצווה מהוכס השם הורתירה ואוי סוי תאבית. So notice the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he quotes the Mokar of Tila from Tavoid, he quotes a number of sukkim of Lov, the Bechol of Avchem, and Avoidah means Tfilah she, Avoidah Shebeleib. The Rambam also says, V'yomru gamken ula Avdoi zu Talmud. So the Rav in the Sefer points out that really we don't realize it, but learning Torah is also Avoidah Hashem. Tfilah is Avoidah Hashem, but at the same time, learning, you can be an Eved Hashem besides the mitzvah of learning, like the Rav always would speak about, to be intellectually committed to learning and to be intellectually motivated. So some people like Chveis the Maskilim used to learn the Havdol Stambe, like the enjoyment of the Chveis of the Talmudic disputes and so on, and they Chveis not by the Maskilim. But the Machloekes Abaye of Rava was, if Rava said yes, Abaye said no. That's how it goes. So they like this intellectual discussion. But Chas v'Shalom, we don't learn like this, right? We learn, besides the intellectual part of the learning, learning is also Avodas Hashem. So the Rav, in the Sefer, you'll take a look, points out why and how, Yamsa Maisa. So what I want to add is this. Based on what the Rav says there, we can understand now why the Rambam included Birkas HaTorah and Hilchos Tefillah. Number one, as we see from this Sefer HaMitzvahs, that there is a direct shaykhus between the mitzvah of Tefillah being Avodas Hashem and Talmud Torah. And as we saw from what the Rav says, that the second halach of the Rambam is that the Chachamim made Birkas HaTorah part of a person's Seder Hayom. Whether he will learn or will not learn, he must begin his day with a Birkas HaTorah. We can also add the following. It's like saying, every Yid has to know whether you are going to learn or you're not going to learn. You are mechuyef in this. So begin with a Birkas HaTorah, and from now on, you will be, let's say, during your occupation, you will have some time to learn. So you already made the bracha, and now you can continue learning. That's in a nutshell what the Rav discusses in his first piece on Birkas HaTorah. Now, as I said, the Gemara then goes on over here to explain this machlokes from the Gemara exactly what is the nusach habracha. So one mandama says it's asher kiddushon mesoyso v'tzivon l'asuk v'divrei soiro. The other one says we say harevno and v'tzetzu einu v'oyske teiru secho halametoyre lama yisrael. And Raham Nuna says asher boch habonu mekolu amim and Omar Raham Nuna zuhi me'ulu sheve brochis. That's the best one, the asher boch habonu. Hilkoch limrinu lekula. Like the Rambam Paskins, we say all three together. Somehow the Ashabocha Bono is the Me'ula Shebekulam. What I think Rashi even gives just a second. So Rashi says, why is the Me'ula Shebebrochis Ashabocha Bono? Lefisha Yeshbo Hoido Lamakom Vekilus Letoiro Ol Yisrael. It's a Hoido to Hashem. And it's a praise for Am Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us and gave us the Torah over anyone, over all the other nations. So therefore it's the Mula Shebrocha, and our minig is, we say all of them. Agaf Rucha, I just want to mention, the Balei Tosfos and the Rambam mentioned that we include the Birkas Kohanim in the Birkas HaTorah. Like we say, right after the Brocha. Yeah. So really it's a question which is not fully answered. What is the shaykhus between, why dafke birkas kohanim? It's a bracha, it's a nice bracha, but why dafke birkas kohanim? We could have chosen some other bracha, some other kilus, some other shvach to Hashem. Sometimes it's a question, what is the shaykhus? But I don't really have an adequate, I do not have an adequate answer to that. I once looked very carefully, I didn't find anyone even discussing it, why there's a shaykhus between specifically. The other things that we say in the morning are obviously connected. You say Elohim Chelam Shiu, but from the Torah Shebichsav, somehow we choose Birkas Kohen. And you see Rishonim, if Tosfos and the Rambam mentioned this and comes from earlier sources, so there must be some Shaykhus. The only thing I can say is, and this is really drush, it's not, I have no halachic Shaykhus, is that You see, in Torah, we always, part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is that we should steigen learning. We always speak steigen and learning, steigen and Torah. We do not want to stop at one level. We always have to elevate ourselves. So it's possible to say as follows. It's like when I begin learning, if I could get a bracha from someone, that I should be successful in my day's learning, so I would like to get such a bracha. I shouldn't just learn, like we say, it shouldn't be larik and so on. So mele, I realize this is drusha. I'm not saying a teretz al pi halacha. It means, what is the prime example of a bracha, where a bracha is chal on klal Yisrael? For the hatzlacha of klal Yisrael, it's birkas koyanim. So birkas koyanim is the prime example of a bracha being chal on a yid. And that bracha like guards him and makes him prosperous and so on. But Mela, when we begin learning, really what we mean is we want a bracha, that our learning should be, we should do it properly, we should be matzliach in learning and so on. So what bracha should I take? So we'll take a bracha, some will make up our own nusach. So what do? We take the classical bracha that stands for this, and that is Birkas Koyanim. And this is how we begin. It's like every morning, not every Yid has a Kohen in his house. So Mele, he says, the Birkas Kohanim that Kohanim are supposed to give us, we want that Birkas Kohanim to be chal on us before we begin learning. So it's not that there's a direct link between Birkas Kohanim and the actual learning, but we use this as an example. This is the prime example where a bracha is chal on us for our Hatzlacha, and we are like Mispalel. We want that Hatzlacha also not only in our Gashmias, but even when we learn Torah. Anyway, this is Agaf Urcha, but I would like to find the direct link between Birkas Koyanim and the Birkas HaTorah or Talmud Torah. This, as I told you, I have not found yet.
Mara says ain tayva l'tayva.
Yeah, ain tayva l'tayva, yeah.
So therefore, I mean, in other words, if this is the bracha of Torah, you know, so that's the bracha.
Okay, I hear, okay, fine, okay, good. Now, the Gemara later on in Chof Aleph, which is the other mocker of Birkas HaTorah in brachas, that's where the Gemara quotes the pasuk. Amar Rav Yehuda, also is interesting, the same Rav Yehuda. Here it's Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. There it's Rav Yehuda, I see. What does the Aleph do? That's Amar Rav. Also Amar Rav Yehuda. Oh, that's Amar Rav. That's Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. See Rav. Okay, I'm not going to get involved in this anyway. Minayin leBirkas Hamazon laAch. But anyway, Rav Yehuda is mentioned. Minayin leBirkas Hamazon laTorah. Minayin leBirkas HaTorah laPneir. LePneir min haTorah. Shenema kishem Hashem Ekro haVegedel laKenu. And how do you know laAchero? L'madnu meBirkas Hamazon. The Gemara anyway gets involved. I do not have to go through the whole sugya. The Gemara here explains the marker of Talmud Torah, of Birkas HaTorah, is Kishem Hashem Ekro. And the Gemara learns out from Birkas HaMazon that not only is there a bracha lefaneho, there's also a bracha leachero. So the Rav also in that piece, Agaf Urcha, he was bothered apparently. Why are there two different sugyas? One on Yud Aleph Amud Beis and one on the Chof Aleph. Really, this memory, this whole discussion belongs over here, or put this over there. So the Rav points out to what I said earlier, that according to Rambam, there are two aspects to it. One is that you're not allowed to learn without making a bracha, like by everything else. And the other one is that Stam the Chachamim were mechayev every person, they made it part of the Seder Hayom, whether he will learn or will not learn, he should at least chaperein a little bit. So the Rav claims that in Halacha, in Daf Chav Aleph, there Rav Yehuda is telling you the basic din of you're not allowed to learn before making a bracha. And that's why he compares it to Birkas HaNehanim, to Birkas HaMazon, the bracha lefneh, bracha l'acher. That is the first thing of the Rambam. You're not allowed to learn without making a bracha. In Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, there the Rav Yehuda is giving you the Seder Hayom, that the Chachamim made as part of the Seder Hayom. Whether he will learn or will not learn, at least learn a little bit, like the Yerushalmi says, Al Asar, he must learn something. So that's why it's two different sugyas. Right, it's a very good point to explain this. Now what I want to stop at is this. I told you over before the Rav Chaim and Birkas HaTorah. So here again, I told you possibly, even though I told you a good shot how it fits into the whole discussion in the Gemara, but I wanted to claim that once Rav says that you make the Birkas HaTorah even on Talmud, that means then it is on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There is no chilek between Torah Shebechsaf and Torah Shebalpeh. So let me add to this, based on this Gemara. Now the Mechaber Paskins in Simen Mem Zayin, that on Hirhu, you do not make a bracha. As you wake up in the morning, so you are allowed to think of the Brei Torah without making the bracha. It's like, I mean, there's a whole shayla there, Hiru Kedibu, Hiru Lav Kedibu. Anyway, basically we say Hiru Lav Kedibu. So Mela, you do not, the Mechaber, anyway, the Mechaber Paskins like this. The Gro, the Biurei HaGro on the spot argues on the Mechaber, and he says, no, you make a bracha even on Hiru. So I just want to explain what the Machlokes is. So the Mechaber was concerned that Chas V'Sholom, a person should wake up in the morning. The Mechaber right away thought, what's the first thing a person will think as he wakes up? He will think of learning, of Torah. So, you didn't make a bracha yet? So the Mechaber gave you a heter. He found a heter. It's okay. You can, as you wake up, even before making any brachas, you are allowed to think of Torah. So you can relax while you wake up and still think of a Tosafos, of a Rambam, what have you. But anyway, the Gro spoiled it for us. The Gro says, no, without a bracha, it doesn't begin. So the Gro tells you why. The Gro says, it says, v'hagisa bo yemim v'layla. Hagisa means even b'machshava, hegion libi. So mele, you mekayim talmid Torah, b'machshava. So of course you have to make a bracha. So you see often from the Gro, that the Gro argues on Rav Chaim. The Gro specifically says that the Birkas HaTorah is on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And that's why the Gro requires a bracha even on Hiru, because the Gro really learned that the Birkas HaTorah is on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And therefore, since you are Mekayim, that mitzvah even by Hiru, v'hagisu b'yomim v'layla, so therefore you make a bracha. So I want to say, possibly using that Rav Chaim to answer that kasha. The Mechaber who says that you do not make a bracha on machshava, because you require a chefzer to Torah. So without reading, without saying something, you have nothing. Stamets in the luften. In the luften, there's possibly what I said b'shem Rav Chaim. That kufa maybe the machlokes, the Mechaber and the Gro, or else another pshat would be the second pshat is really, I think, the correct one. But I said that my first chat is Shtikl Torah. See, I think the Chaya Adam says it when he discusses this. What is the kasha of the Gro? It says v'hagisa b'yomim v'layla, and it says, so he brings psukim that in Tanakh the word higoyon means b'machshava, like hegyon libi. So if I'm not mistaken, the Chaya Adam points out, he has a whole, I forgot all the, I'm not in the Indian now, but he brings, I think it's in Nishmas Adam. If you look up in the Chaya Adam, where he has Birkas HaTorah, he has a piece on this machlokes, the Mechaber and the Gro. He proves that actually in Tanakh it depends. Whenever higoyon means b'machshava, it always adds the word leif. But if it says hegyon without leif, he brings rayas. I forget all the rayas now. Then like lahagos imrefi. There it means to express, it doesn't mean to think. Anyway, he brings many rayas that higoyon does not always mean belief. Sometimes higoyon means to actually say. And the Meila he claims, he says a very good teretz. What is the mocker of Birkas HaTorah? Kishem Hashem Ekcha, Havigov the Lakin. So the pasuk says, Kishem Hashem Ekcha. So Meila, the svar of the Mechaber is, how can you make a bracha on Hiru? The pasuk specifically says, Kishem Hashem Ekcha, Kriya. So before Kriya, there is no bracha. Mistama, that is the best explanation of the Mechaber. It fits in beautifully to what the Mechaber says. If you learn like the Chaya Adam, then I'm not in the Indian now. It's possible then that Shaila, whether you make a bracha on Hiru of Torah or not, is not connected to the Sugya of Hiru Kedibu or Hiru Lav Kedibu. Like the Hayodim says. Here the Pasuk says, Kishem Hashem Ekcha. Only when there's a Kriya. When you say it, when you learn it, not when you think about learning. So, you mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even when you think in Torah, einoch inami. But the bracha is dafka on the kriyas haTorah. You have to. So, the halacha is whether Torah is shemusaf or Torah is shemopet, doesn't make a chilek, but there has to be a kriya. But at any rate, the grow is often against Rav Chaim. The grow is often that you make a bracha on hiru of Torah. Because it is part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You all know this famous joke about they say it about the Vilna Magid. One of the Magidim, he was asked to say a hesped on a maskil on it. So he had what could he say? He said, man, anyway, I'm not telling you jokes now. He said. He was a very Eilich Hayit. He never thought of Divrei Torah when Mekayim Hashem to nothing. It's also Eichan Inyan. I mean, sometimes you could be Mekayim Torah even by Machshava. This person never was over on this particular Avera. I forgot to emphasize before, when I was referring you to the Rav's word, the Rav also emphasizes, it's the same as before. The Birkas HaTorah is a matir. See, if you're not allowed to learn without Torah, so Birkas HaTorah, the bracha allows you to. It's a matir. Just like by many things, the Rav always claims. The Rav always claims that in davening also, why do we begin with Psukei Dezimra? We say Ashrei. The Rav claims that before a person begins saying Deshmanik, man cannot approach the Ribbono Shel Kaviyochel just like that. You require a heter. Who are you to approach the Ribbono Shel Olam? So you require a matir. So just like you require a matir before you approach the Ribbono Shel Olam, when it comes to learning, as I mentioned before, avoda, it's also a tefillah, it's avoda, you require a matir, and the matir is the bracha. Well, that's, I mean, it's part of what I said earlier. Let me now go on to something else in connection to Yud Aleph Amid Beis, where the Gemara gives you the three brachas. So there are many, all the Mefoshim, the Bes Yosef already, really Rabbi Yoin already, they all discuss why do we make so many brachas by Torah. Meile bracha lefana for the achrof. The Gemara learns from Sukkim. But really, the Rambam gives you three brachas. The Yonah Zemachloikas, do you count it as three brachas, two brachas? Veha revne, I'm not going to get involved in this. But there are various reasons why, by all mitzvahs, there are exceptions, by tefillin you have to, but that's machloikas. But bederech klal, only one bracha is made. By Torah, you have a number of brachas. So there are various explanations given. The Bes Yosef, if I'm not mistaken, says, that one is Keneged Torah Shebichsav, and one is Keneged Torah Shebalpeh. He doesn't say which is which. I don't remember him saying it. As we said earlier, from the Taz, we understand very well why there are so many, and at least two brachas we understand very well. The first bracha is really the bracha, like, never mind Rab Chaim, we learn without Rab Chaim. And it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. You make the bracha like Lesatei Patzitzes. You make the bracha on learning itself. But then the last like with the Torah is like what I said from the Taz, that besides the mitzvah, that your whole Eisek should be al pi Torah, and Eisek could also, I said, Eisek could also mean your business matters, like and you make an Eisek like a Heter Iskri, you see, and you make a Sokim. So it means the Chazal wanted not only should you make a bracha on the actual learning, but on the result of the learning in last week. Why the last bracha, this would not be explained. Also, what has to be explained is, in the Harevno, we say, Befinu, Befiyah Samcho Beis Yisrael, Beniyah Anachnu, Vetzetzu Einu, Vetzetzu Amcho Beis Yisrael, Kulana Yodish Mecha, Vioiske Teiru Secha. So really, it's a little bit odd. Why is it that we include in the Harevno our children, our Einiklech, and we also add Klal Yisrael, we should all be Zeicher Yoide Shmecha, and we have some, our Nusach is the Shmoy, even of Asatshe Madrege. And that's all, this is not mine, this is, I don't know who's, but it's mentioned in all the Meforshim. It's based on the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim also discusses Birkas HaTorah in Pei Aleph. The famous Chazal, Al Mo of the Haaretz, Chazal say Al Shalabercha B'Torah Tchila. They didn't, I'm not going to discuss that Gemara now. The Rabbi Nioinu there, the Beis Halevi, I'm not taking it up now. But the Gemara there, one thing you see in that Gemara, you see how significant the Birkas HaTorah is. The Gemara says, never mind how to explain it, that the Churban came because they did not make a Birkas HaTorah. From that Gemara is Muchach Agafurcha, Meforshim ring this Raya, to the Ramban against the Ramban, the Birkas HaTorah is a Doraisa, not a Rabban. You know, the Rambam, from the Rambam it seems, anyway, this is how the Ramban understood him, that the Rambam Paskins Birkas HaTorah is also the Rabbanan. The Ramban says, it's a deraisa and he even counts it in the Tayak mitzvahs. From the Rambam is... Anyway, the Ramban certainly assumed that according to the Rambam, that's by the way the accepted opinion within the Rambam, that the Rambam Shita is that Birkas HaTorah is only Midrabanan. It's like all other brachas. We don't paskin like this. We pask to us Birkas HaTorah and Birkas HaMazon are both deraisa. But you should know the Rambam Shita seems to be that it's only Midrabanan. If you in this... The Ramban has this in the Sefer HaMitzvahs at the end, when he has his Hasagas, what the Rambam omitted. So he has a whole list of mitzvahs. Among them is Birkas HaTorah. See, according to the Ramban, not only is it a mitzvah in HaTorah, the Ramban counts it as part of the Tayak mitzvahs. So from that Gemara in Broch, in the Dorim is Muchach like the Ramban. That Birkas, because if it's only at the Rav's children and to his grandchildren, that's part of Talmud Torah. So Mela, this is what we were saying in the Nusach HaBrocha. We are right away saying, if a person just learns for himself and does not see to it that his children learn, and if he has Einiklach, that his Einiklach learn, it means he has to, a person is not only Mechuyiv to learn, he has to see to it that there should be a continuation of learning. Not only in his door, but for generations. So therefore we right away include this, that this is, when you make the bracha, you have to realize it's not stamazi learning. You are now, there's a hemshach to it, and you have to right away transmit this to the future, as a yid, who just learns for himself, and does not transmit Torah for future. mitzvahs, but to be mechanechim in the veshinam tam levanecho, to transmit the Torah, the actual mitzvah tam Torah to it. That's pashut. I mean, many beforshim point this out. So that's why there's a brocha of Harevna Hashem Elokeinu Dibrei Yisrael Vasra Befinu Befiyah Samcha Beisra. Rab Chaim used to say that every yid is mechuyev to bring up his child to be a godel b'Torah, not stamazoy, but he has to be a bokeh b'shas. Not stam. We shouldn't satisfy ourselves that he should just know a little bit. Our goal should be that my child should grow and be a godel hador, if you want. But all right, of hazayv, halvai we should be mekayim it even on a lesser level. But that is basically the din. Okay, I'll finish. I'll tell you over a good word. I'm some of you all rabbanim, you all know all these drushes. But I'm not a darshan really. But you know that some sefer had a minik when he in his yeshiva he would begin learning with the chayvus al vavas first. That's known. He would begin, and then he gave a shir. And at the end, also, he would say something light. He would finish with some agadah vaysnish, and he would say about him, about his talmidim. He says, "Why does he do it?" You know, the Gemara says you have to begin with the milsa de b'chusim.
Sure.
The Gemara says so. He said, "My talmidim are smeichim betzeisam. They are happy in the besasim b'voyim. In the beginning, in the end, they are very happy." No, I tell him light things, but he said, "But." Oisim, but in the middle is oisim be'ema v'tzayin kainim. While they are learning, they are doing it be'ema. So also, you have to begin with something light and you end, but in the middle, you have to be very, very serious. So I'll just finish with on the brocha, I'll tell you over a maysa I read many years ago about the Malbim. As you all know, the Malbim had a lot of fights in his. If you think you have problems, you can. He had it worse. The Malbim had. No, he was chased out of many communities. Literally, he was a big fighter against the Haskalah. And he dealt with the Maskilim a lot. And he had intellectual Yidden who already turned off. So anyway, I'm sure Rabbi Hollander, who knows all these stories, can elaborate on this. Or I remember him yet from the Bronx. I used to live in that section in the Bronx. So anyway, the Malbim. Once they say, one of the maskilim, they came to shul though. So he wanted like to tease the Malbim. So when he came to that brocha, Shabbat Chabonah, they gave him Ali, he said it with a lot of kavanah. He chuckled and he said every word slowly, like to show like a real chumayit. So anyway, he wanted like chepazach to the Malbim. So he went over to the Malbim afterwards and he asked the Malbim, you see, how did you like my Birkas HaTorah I made this morning? So the Malbim told him, you should make the Birkas HaTorah with more kavanah than I. Why should I make it faket? You're so chum and you learn. I'm not So he told him, what are you saying this bracha? Shabbat HaBana Mekol HaMim Nasalana HaTorah Sak. He says, what is your main goal in life? You want to emulate the Goyim. If Chas V'Sholem the Rebbeinu Shalom had given the Torah to the Goyim, you would never have to keep it, right? So therefore, you dafke have to say this bracha. Gleitze Gott, der Rebbeinu Shlom, gegeben und teure zu uns. You can go away, you can do whatever you like. If the Torah had been given to the Goyim, you would never have to emulate the Goyim. So therefore, you have to make it more kavanah. You see, I knew Rabbi Hal never
no,
slept
no,
me
no,
out.
I just want to ask you before you finish.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I came in.
Yeah, it's okay, it's okay. No, you didn't, it's okay.
Two points that you touched upon that aroused the question in my mind.
Yes.
And both of them are halacha lemaise.
Yeah.
For example, on the question of the distinction between tefillah and learning Torah.
Yes.
Now, it happens from time to time that one goes to a Beis HaKisei, comes out and finds there is no water with which to wash your hands.
Yeah.
And the question of tefillah, there is no problem that you cannot daven until you find.
Yeah.
The Shaila is about learning.
Yeah.
But if tume affects the, not the obligation, or at least the right, the privilege to learn, as it does obviously affect. And second point
Now,
in the Shulchan Aruch, there are some chinuchim days regarding the bracha to be made on the talus in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
That if you are going to wear a talus,
Gadol, you don't make a bracha. Yeah.
But not everyone holds that.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
So therefore, I just want to ask you, since halacha lemaisa, these things arise regularly.
Yeah.
I just want to ask your opinion as to the first point. As the first question, just by Hiru, for example, Hiru of Torah, when you wake up,
It's
also a Shaila there of Tumah, because you have not yet washed.
Even the
permitted because there is no Shem Malchus in it.
Yeah, right.
There's a Shaila. So I'm saying that if Torah is not subject to Tumah, it's not subject to be rejected temporarily because of
I understand.
And the other thing about it.
So let me answer you. The very same Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Yud says as follows. Hamashkim Likra B'Torah. I referred to some before, but I didn't emphasize this point. So he says Krishma Torah Shabbat. Noitel Yadav Tchila Umavorech Shalosh Brachos. The Rambam specifically adds Noitel. You have to wash first, and then you make to take away the tumah. You have to wash yourself. So the Rav really said, really, the Rambam, you know, why does the Rambam put down Tilas Yadayim over here? The Rambam is not, the Rambam here is discussing the halacha of Birkas HaTorah. That you have to have the Tilas Yadayim to take off Tumas HaGuf, it's very, very important. But the Rambam usually doesn't do it, it's like putting it in the middle. Why did the Rambam put the halacha of the Tilas Yadayim? It's true the din is like this, but why put it together with the Birkas HaTorah? So the Rav connects it to his Chiddush. As I said before, that there's a direct relationship between Talmud Torah and Tefillah. Now the Rambam Shita is that the reason why we wash in the morning is primarily for Tefillah. Tefillah is a Gemara later on by Rebbe Menashe Meshiyadei. So therefore the Rav said the Rambam has to, because if Torah is also like Tefillah, like Avodah Shebelev, so just like Tefillah requires Netilas Yadayim, so also Torah requires Netilas Yadayim. So if I'm not mistaken, on this din of Hiru, I think I didn't check it. I think someone, one of the Poskim mentions what you say. That Einachinami, even though you're allowed to think of Divrei Torah, but if you tome, then Einachinami you shouldn't. You should first at least rub your hands or wash your hands. But the Rambam says clearly that you have to wash your hands before making the Birkas, before learning. So even by Hiru, it would be that a person should at least rub, if he doesn't have negel vasa, he should, or whatever, he should at least rub his hands.
So you said, halacha lemaise, it's the same thing whether it's Torah or Tefillah, you require too much at the Tarasa.
Yeah, well, that's what's actually from the Rambam. Yes. The Rambam says often, noitel yadav. The Rav gave a hesber, whether the hesber. But even without the hesber, the Rambam says often that einachinami, before anything, you have to wash your hands.
When you're in a hospital, and you have to consider the halachas of being able to daven or not, especially if you are not in a private room. So the shayla is a person who is accustomed to thinking about
so he should just rub his hands on whatever he can, at least that. Now, our minhag is to be paskin, the Mishnah Berurah also has this thing, that if you intend to put on a talis gadol, that you do not make a bracha on the talus katan. That's our minhag. I mean, that's the Mishnah Berurah passages like this. It's true, it's really an interesting child. Why it should help is very difficult.
That's
after all, you're doing it later on.
I'm a mitzvah right now.
But Lamai said that is our minhag. Okay.
Rabbi Brunspiegel, thank you very much. I see that we have Rabbi Kahn here. You'll excuse us for a moment, Rabbi Kahn.
Take a break first.
Well, no, we are. We're having a break. A different kind of a rabbi is going to speak now. I don't know.
I have to go back to my class.
You have to excuse me.
Yeah, okay? Okay,
thank you very much.
Okay, be well.
Thank you. Rabbi Lieberman, would you kindly come forward?
It's a pleasure to see you again.
Thank you.
I've seen you
through.
Rabbi Holland wants to learn everything on 1 foot. I can understand so long on 1 foot.
No.
Very good, very good. No, okay.
Don't tell us everything about the Friday can get in the truth. Okay. Gentlemen.
Okay.
It's like half the ship is gone, you understand? The chain seeks in it. How are you, Rabbi Allen? Sit down. I don't want to stand. Just a few etlach yourself to write to a welcome. You got it.
Are you practicing?
No.
Are you an alumnus?
Yeah.
What year?
63.
These guys, you are
a long time, right?
Where do you live?
In Elizabeth.
Right. What do you do?
I'm a lawyer. So I wanted to come to learn, so I didn't make any appointments.
No, that's fine. Well,
can't come to sit in the front. Sorry.
That was a good shoot.
Sorry. Yeah, not to be sorry about.
I'm sorry.
Sit down right here.
How are you? It's not finished off. Everyone's all right?
Oh, thanks. Sure.
Come, sit down.
You know Jerry Kaysman, right?
Yeah, we all know Jerry Kaysman.
Well, you mentioned my name?
Yeah, a couple of times he's mentioned.
In what regard?
No. Your son was involved. They had some kind of rally for
Jersey City. Jerry came from Jersey City.
He used to be in Jersey.
Yeah.
Now he lives in Elizabeth for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll give him another 30 seconds. Okay. So here we go. Rabbi Lieberman, the Mor of the Asra, will give us a few words of greeting.
Rabbi Greenberg of Khan, Morado, and I were very happy to be with Kabel Panim of the Rabbonim here, who are coming to the state of learning, and Beth Torah from the Syrian Sephardic community, especially in these days wherein the Limud HaTorah becomes so important, and in fact so much of an activated concept in all the places, with the OU running the 24-hour this Motzei Shabbos around through Sunday, the 24-hour learning sessions. We're also going to be a center for that. It's following what Rav Braunschweig said, the question of the unification of Limud Torah, Talmud Torah, and Tefillah, that there is a sort of a united feeling in this type of Avodah Shebalev, that especially now it takes on this new importance of a form of Avodah Shebalev, as we are in a time of crisis. And this root of Limud Torah is certainly going to have the effect that we hope and pray for regarding the Eitzara Hiliyako and many Yivasha. And we look forward to Yeshua Hashem Shikera Fayim, in the case of what we have in Eretz Yisrael. Brief welcome to the Syrian Sephardic community, which is a very self-contained Jewish community, which has its own Beis Din, its own mikveh, its own yeshivas, whatever it is, and operates as a very, very active community. Baruch Hashem, about 35,000 people here in this area, with now about 17 synagogues in the Syrian Sephardic community. Of course, also in this time of crisis, there's a very important aspect of bringing together the whole Klal Yisrael, which puts us into a position of more or less for the first time entering into activities with the rest of the Jewish community here in Brooklyn, something which we have generally shied away from for various reasons, nothing negative, just as a natural reaction. And we hope, of course, that by being a participating congregation in this type of activity, there'll be a closeness between ourselves and the other Jewish communities, the other Orthodox communities here. And certainly it is a pleasure and privilege to welcome all of you here, Khan, Yeshiyurim, and to extend our, in a sense, our thanks to Yeshiva University, to the Rabbinic alumni, for allowing us to host this convocation. So thank you very much, Rabbi Greenberg.
On the letter that Rabbi Kupchik writes to me, he says, you have to explain continuing rabbinic education. And I was thinking that... Rabbi Khan, please sit down. There's a little vertical at the on Parshas Mishpatim by Aaron Khan, Reish Kollel of the Carolyn and Joseph Gruss, Kollel Elyon, Rabbi Khan. Pleasure to have you.
Yeah. It's a pleasure to participate.